It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. New data from the U.S. Census Bureau shows that nearly one in four kids in Michigan lives in poverty. For a family of four, that means living on $23,000 or less per year. But it's also been found that about 39% of kids who qualify for Head Start or Great Start preschool programs, they aren't either one. Bridge Magazine senior writer Ron French has been taking an in-depth look at why these kids are not getting access to the early education they need. Ron French joins us now. Ron, welcome to the program.
Pleasure being here.
So when you started to dig into why almost 30,000 kids who qualify for Head Start and Great Start aren't participating, where was the breakdown?
It's simple and complicated. The simple answer is it's money. The state does not provide the level of funding that would be required to allow all kids to have access to free preschool who qualify for it. The state program is supposed to take over where Head Start leaves off. Head Start is a program that is set up, and it's a great program, for children who live in families under the federal poverty line. Great Start is set up for children and families who with incomes up to 300% of the federal poverty line. So a family of four could make up to $69,000, and if they have some other risk factors, can qualify for this program. So you've got 23,000 getting these services, but you've got another 29,000 that are not, because there isn't enough money provided to give them all access to this education.
When I was reviewing your articles, I read that there are times when kids can sit on a wait list for one program when there's room for them in another program. You get kids who sort of fall in the cracks.
That's one of the most devastating things we found in doing research for this, that both programs are mandated to have a waiting list. But in practice, what happens is that Head Start in some communities will have these very large wait lists. Do the families know about the other program? Do they know that there is an option of signing a piece of paper, waiving their rights to be in Head Start so they can be in Great Start? Someone has to tell them that. This is not something that's publicly known very well, and so often cases, people who are on wait lists do not even know they have this option. And so you oftentimes get into this bureaucratic no man's land between these programs. We've spoken to several people who are experts on early childhood education nationally who are puzzled by the fact that Michigan hasn't been able to figure out the coordination between these programs, because in many states, they are able to figure this out and get these kids in programs.
And yet, studies show over and over again that early child education is a strong indicator of how successful a child will be later on in school. So why isn't there more investment into these early childhood programs?
It's because of the time lag. I've been told this both by school officials and by legislators, that it's easy for legislators and really almost necessary when budgets are so tight to think in two-year terms. Is there going to be a payoff in this investment within 2 years? It's easy to point to the studies, and there are several studies that have followed children who have been in the Great Start program in Michigan throughout their academic careers, and find that fewer of them drop out of school. They end up in jobs that pay more. It's a great economic engine for the state, but you have to invest now to get that investment 20 years later. And that's a hard sell sometimes.
Did you get any insight into how to overcome some of these barriers?
I think we're turning a corner now on this, because we're seeing a greater portion of business leaders supporting the idea of early childhood education. They are able to see things 20 years down the road. They see this as a great return on investment for the state economically. Both because you end up with better trained workers, you end up with workers who earn more money, therefore the state gets more income tax, that schools actually spend less money because they spend less on special education and on grade retention than they do for kids who are not in Grade Start. The key we found is that the momentum that is happening now is because business leaders and some community leaders are beginning to see this as economic engine.
Ron French is senior writer at Bridge Magazine. You can find his series of articles on Head Start and Great Start at bridgemi.com. Ron, thanks for talking to us.
Oh, thanks a lot.